Okay, we're picking up Yod Aleph, Amud Aleph. We are 11 lines in the middle of the Amud with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Osin makel agag al marpeses. So a person is allowed to make a railing for either a roof or a terrace, right? Marpeses, modern Hebrew, also that's a terrace. However, maisa hedya, only if it's a work of a general person, not of a lo maisa umma, not of a work of a craftsman. The Gemara is going to explain how do you do it in a maisa hedyo. There are Rishonim, the Ritzel wants to taina, that this should only be if this is not halacha makan level of daraisa. If you have makan level daraisa, l'chora, you should have to do it even with a maisa umar. If that's the only way to do it, that's a mitzvah daraisa to take care of it. So l'chora, that would be, that's a machok, that's a machok Rishonim, but there are those who, that's what they want to taina. Shafin is a sedakin. You're allowed to put plaster over the crack, specifically of an oven. Umagila no sumagila, and flatten them with a roller. Biyad uveragil, with your hand or your foot. Of a love machatayim, not with machatayim. The Gemara is going to define that, but the Gemara is not really going to define this. This is talking about a wooden shaped type of instrument used for sealing cracks. Doing that would be a tircha yisira. So that's why it's usher. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah continues, atzir v'atzinor v'akorev v'manav v'mavtach shenishperu. If you have a hole or a socket or a lintel on a door that broke, or lock of a key door broke, misakum v'ri lava fixim chom. Why? Because this would be a davar of it. If you don't fix it, then not taking care of it would lead to a person being able to steal from you, and that is obviously something that would be a davar of it, to be mutter to fix in chom. As long as you don't have kavana, in order to, meaning you had time to take care of it, Erev Chol Moed, don't do that and do it on Chol Moed, that'd be Aser. You must take care of it on Erev Chol Moed if it happened to you at that point. You can't do it on specifically on Chol Moed. But however, if it happened to you, it just broke on Chol Moed, then you obviously be allowed to fix it on Chol Moed. V'chol kivashin shehu yachol lechol mehen b'moed. Any pickled food that one can eat on the Moed itself, kosher, you're allowed to pick on the Chol Moed. The Gemara is going to qualify this, maybe even not necessarily for the purpose of Chol Moed. We're going to see this in a moment. Now the Gemara asks, Heichi dami maisa hedyot. How do you define what's considered a regular person working, not as a work of an expert with regards to building a roof or a balcony? Rav Yosef amar behutzna v'dafna. You have to do it for the type of palm tree branches. Doing it in that method, then you have a series of palm trees in between them. You make a railing. That would be a way that is not a maisa umam. That's considered a regular way of making it. But Masnizat and Abreis thought a different opinion. Tzar bitzur ve'inotach betit. At first, if you pile stones one upon the other without cementing them together with a mortar, that would be a situation where it's mutter. Shalfin is hasdakin magila no samagila. You're allowed to smear plaster over the cracks and flatten them with a roller, or by hand or with thirpa, however, not with machlatzayim. Hashtam b'magila marchari. Now that you told me that it's permitted to seal the cracks with a roller, biyad of regal me bayi, then I need to even tell me by hand or foot, which is not even with a derech that's like a shina, that's clear, with the roller, that's a way of a derech maisuma, and that's mutter. What if I didn't have me by hand or foot, it's clear not a maisuma, and why the Mishnah even tell me that it's mutter? So therefore, the Gemara has to actually reinterpret the Mishnah based on this kasha. Achi kamar, we have to reinterpret the Mishnah. Shafin is hasdaki to magila, so ki ain magila be out of a regal. You smear plaster over the cracks and flatten them over the hand or the foot, similar to that. A result oriented is going to be like an amateur skill, which would be something that's not done, and it comes out similar to the way of a roller. Of a love of machatzaim, even with that, you're not allowed to do machatzaim. So the Gemara is assuming that actual roller would be usser. There's no need to mention that the machatzaim is, that's also going to be kein machatzaim, is also going to be, that's the understanding of Rishonim over here. So the Gemara now says, if you have again all these, the opening of a door, the socket of a door, lint of a door, the lock, all these things broke, you're allowed to fix them on Chol Moed. We're Amina, but wait a second, we have Akasha, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Meisr Sheni, and in Soita, the Mishnah spoke about, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. When Yochanan Kohen Gadol was around, he led a mass cure of movement. He was able to let people, during the, you didn't have to be Shal, Demai, everybody kept Shubman, so Meisr was an amazing thing. So the Gemara says, Ad Yama v'yapatish makeh b'shalayim, that before him there was there was talking about doing malach on Chol Moed, and there was hammers banging in Yerushalayim. So the implication is that Ad Yama v'yan, only until his days that was something which is a problem, that these tools were being on Chol Moed. However, mikan v'elech lo, but after his times, there was no tools being used on Chol Moed. So how can our Mishnah tell us that you're allowed to repair these things using tools to fix the door if it's seemingly usher based on the Mishnah about Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol? So Gemara is going to give, I think, two or three suggestions, I think, to this answer. First answer is, Lokasha kan b'nafachei, kan b'dinagrei. The case of in the case of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, we're talking about the hammer of blacksmiths. And here we're talking about, in our Mishnah, we're doing the case of carpenters. And what's the difference? The blacksmith being something which is much louder, and it can be heard from far away, and therefore it should be usher. However, our Mishnah speaks of specifically wooden items which are not as loud, and therefore they don't make such loud noises. It's not necessarily looking like you're doing crazy malachas, and that should in fact be mutter. Maskiv l'Rav Chista, Rav Chista had a kasha on this answer. Yomru kala rabba asir kala zutre shari. I don't understand how that's not something. It's not the varchal shurim. It's something which you cannot define based on a easy gedder of what is loud noise, what is soft noise. How do I know? How to define it? What's considered okay? What's not okay? A louder noise is okay, not a asir, a softer noise. Everyone's going to make their own halachas over here. El amar Rav Chista. So therefore, Rav Chista is a different thing. Lo kasha ha. The Mishnah that we're talking about is talking about a case of Malacha, which is talking about with large saws. They don't have any noise. Habachatzine, the Mishnah, which is Aser, is using axes, which produce some noise. It's a little bit difficult to assume the Mamish make no noise. How could you say that? It's difficult to assume that way. So some want to say maybe it's the tools that really don't make any noise, even though obviously you could hear something, you're close to it, you could hear something, but not really the sound of a noise. Okay, that's an interesting ha'ara over here. Now the Gemara is Rapapa Amar Kan Kodem Gzir. No, this Mishnah, which is permitted to have it on Chol Moed, this Mishnah is talking about a law prior to Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and the Mishnah over there was Acher Gzira, which would mean that our Mishnah is Lo Shalok Halacha and written much, much earlier. We know the Mishnayos are not all, they were redacted by Rabbi Yudah Nasi. He put them all together and gave us what we call the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. However, there are Mishnayos, we have a Masor. Why do we say Ezum Mekoman in the morning? So one of the answers given by the Ol Moed, I think he says it in the name of his Rabbi, the Ramban, that he says that one of the reasons we say, the Beis Yosef quotes this in the Halacha, in Beis Yosef, and in the Simon, in the Nuns over there. We talk about Hilchos Pesukei Zimra. So he says that the reason we say Ezum Mekoman, because there's no Machlokas over there. And who taught it to us? Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know Moshe Rabbeinu taught us? Because it says, Lifnim Naklaim. We say Ezum Mekoman, it says Lifnim Naklaim within the, what Klaim? Klaim were in the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash had walls. So we see that it was talking about the Mishkan. It was Moshe Rabbeinu teaching us Halacha. That's why there's no Machlokas, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us. That's a whole shayla about Rabbi Kiva over there, Chatzos. Okay, that's not getting into. But we see that there are Mishnayos that we have Masorah. Some say in Bava Kama also, the way Bava Kama is phrased very differently. Someone in Taina that I heard this from Rav Ketzli to others, that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu taught us also. It's a very different stylistic of Hebrew. So we see maybe that certain prakim, not all of Bava Kama. But anyway, so the Mishnayos are over a period of time. We see that this Mishnah was mentioned all the way before the times of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It was hundreds of years earlier, and that was before the Gzira. So then it would be the Big Nafkamina would be Shalok Halacha, and its original form, however, it was nullified by Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol subsequent years. Now we have another answer. Now we're up to third answer. Vashi Amar Ha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. No, it's not a kasha. What does Rabbi Yehuda holds that work on Macholoid is by must be done in an unusual manner? And Rabbi Yosi holds that work done with regards to Davar Aved is allowed to be done in its normal manner, as we saw earlier. Now, fixing a door, that would fit into the Davar Aved, because again, having thieves come in. However, so then Rabbi Yosi would allow you to do it in the normal way, and Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you have to do it. You know, that's like Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Hey, wait a second, though. Rabbi Yosi is going to agree with such an earlier source of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, so someone on a tiny, yeah, Nechanami is going to argue with an earlier source. Others want to say, no, that it doesn't mean he's going to argue with an earlier source. What's Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol? What are we going to do with this Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol? He's going to argue, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol never said this halacha in that form, and he wouldn't disagree on my psak. Who's the Tana that says that in Chol HaMoed? You have to be doing something with a, you have to do it with a shoe, right? That you have to do some sort of change with the way, the normal manner of which you're doing it. So Gemara says, "Lo Rabbi Yosi, that's not like Rabbi Yosi, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Ravina Kiman Madina Aidna Kavusa Dadasha B'Chol HaMoed." So who do we follow like that? Nowadays, we do put the lintel over the door in Chol HaMoed in the usual manner. Kiman, it must be Rabbi Yosi, it must be like Rabbi Yosi. Now the Mishnah continues, the last part of the Mishnah. Kivashin Shu Yachol Le'echol B'Moed Koshan. Pickled food that one can eat on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to pickle them on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says now, Bidisa Levai Kavare. And one Chol HaMoed, the Bidisa River of Levai, that was the name of an area. Many fish over there became stranded on the riverbed. Azil Kuli Amat Suda Yisu Kavare. Everyone went out to catch the fish. There were so many fish there, tons of fish on Chol HaMoed. And then they asked Rava, they had extras. And they asked Rava, Sharla Rava, the Milachmunai, Rava said it was mutter for them to put some of them away that were not needed for the Chag in order to salt them, to prevent them from being lost right now. Again, you didn't have like refrigeration. If you did have refrigeration, fish would go bad in a fridge also after a few days if you don't pickle, if you don't salt them to keep them fresh. So they fresh them until, keep them okay by salting them. So Abaye has a kasha though. Our Mishnah seems to imply not that way. I'm really Abaye. Wait a second though. Vatnam, don't we learn in a Mishnah? Our Mishnah tells us, "Kivashin shu yachom lechol men bimoed koshem," that you're allowed to pickle them, you're allowed to salt them only if you're going to be eating them on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to pickle them for the use after Chol HaMoed because that's something which is tircha zera potentially, and therefore it's going to be usur. So how then is it going to be mutter to do this for something which is mutter after Chol HaMoed? Amar le Rava answers, Keva de Mikara, Daita Achilas. Now they took all the fish originally, but they ended up eating them during the Chol HaMoed. So then they're stuck with them afterwards. So then it's considered a Shavek Lup City. They're going to lose that extra, the fish is going to spoil. Therefore it's going to fall into the category of merchandise or something of the like, which if it's lost, then that we prevented it because it's not a real malacha, although that's a shayla. Salting the fish, someone is trying to, maybe it's like tanning, which is a real bona fide malacha, that's a whole shayla, but that is how Rava understood it, and therefore it's permitted. Now we have an ikka de amri, some want to say this is going to be even more makel, some say no, really the first mandamar also holds like this, it's just said differently. You permitted to go and catch even more lechachila than you originally had. Meaning the first version was that seemingly was a little bit different, that you caught 20 fish if you're a family and you realize you really only need like 5 or 6 afterwards, like that's way too many. So then what do you do with the other 15? The other way is that Rava said, lechachila, go catch 20 even though you have no intention of using them. To which Abai asked on this also, only things that are pickled that could be eaten on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to pickle foods that you're not allowed to do. They can also be eaten through pressing. He had a Shmuel, in the case of Shmuel, he had 16 pressings of freshly salted fish, and then he ate it. And so we see from Shmuel that 60 is always a number, by the way, it just means a lot. But we see that something that's very salted is possibly allowed to be edible, and this would be called a harama. Some sort of cheating, like not really being honest, like with yourself, even though that certain times that's halacha, that's mutter, that's the whole shayla, it's harama mutter, and deresos. That's the whole shayla by mechiras chametz. That's really haram. At the end of the day, you know the guy's not coming to buy your. You don't have a real chash that he's going to go buy your drinks, your alcohol, whatever, your whiskey or your chametz that you're selling. So is that really mutter? So the rabbi in front of himself was makbid. I think he would also tell the people in his shir, his talmidim. I think from the bottom, maybe it would be a little more makeup. But for the people who would ask him personally, he would be machmer and doraisas. He would hold that chametz. If you have a chametz mamish, that's not it's more than 50% chametz. Those things he was machmir because our Ramas and Dereisus is not so pasha. Anyway, so here, for this halacha, we are allowing this harama that even though theoretically you could eat it, you know you're not going to eat it, but you could eat it, so then that's still okay. So the Gemara now says, Rava Iklai Levei Reish Galusa, Rava visited the home of the Reish Galusa, Adilei Shitin Atzitiv Achel. He had 60 pressing fresh salt of fish. He ate it. We see that it's possible to eat it. Another Maisa, Rav Iklai Levei Rav Shapir, name of a person, Rav Shapir, Aisul Kamea Ukavara, they had a certain dish, certain fish. Tilta b'shula, tilta michilav, tilta tava. It had a third boiled, a third had been salted, a third had been broiled. So this is the type of fish he was eating. Again, you could eat it through pressing. Just another example of this. Now the Mara just points out, Amar Rav, Amar li adat sayadam. The fisherman told me that kavara samech l'mishrechei malia. The best time to eat fish is when it's about to get, when it's really smelly and about to spoil. That's the best time to eat the fish. So this is one of the big shailas that nowadays it does not at all the metzias. And Tosfos already pointed out. That's lechora, that's a sakana to eat the fish like that. Spoiled fish like that give you stomachache and get you sick. So it says, Tosfos is one of the famous answers when that's whole shayla, when the metzias seems to not be like the Gemara says it. So one of the answers that we'll give is nishtanu atavah. Because that was always right. Whatever they said is always right. However, the metzias changed. Whatever our body functions are, the fish are different, the atmosphere is different, whatever it is. So that is, that the metzias is now different than it is in the Gemara. And Tosfos already said, nishtanu atavah, that our situation is different than the time of the Gemara, and obviously to eating that type of fish is not something which is considered beneficial. The fisherman told me, kavara tava bachua, that it's healthy to eat fish if you first broil it with its brother, bachua. It's its brother, it's considered a brother's salt because they're both in the same area of the sea, Rashi says. Askua bavua, you put it in its father, which is the water. And milchle bevire, and you put it with its son back into the water, which is, the fish broth, which is the brine, that's like what it was in, the cold water. After boiling it, that would be something which is the best way to eat it. And then put it back in the father. That's why I got confused with the water. That's what you put it back in. So this is a third of the remark of Rav. The fisherman told me a third thing. After eating fish and fish cabbage and milk, these cabbage, milk, meaning three different things. Liton guva, a person should make sure to go to sleep. Opposite. He should go walk. He should not go to sleep right away. Opposite. He shouldn't go to bed right away. It's like a heavy food. It's good to walk it off. Like walk off your meal. Here also, when you eat a heavy meal, you should walk it off. The fisherman told me a fourth thing. After fish, after cabbage and milk, don't drink beer. It's not healthy to drink beer. Have water. And rather than beer, beer is better if you don't have any, let's say you don't have any water. So you have beer. That's better than having wine. Wine would be the worst thing. That would be the worst thing to be having. Hajlach mashkin beis hashlachin, hajlach mashkin beis hashlachin, hajlach mashkin beis hashlachin. Next Mishnah, continuing at the topic of Davar Ha'avid. So now we're talking about Mishafach Azesav. Someone turned his olives in order to press them. Here we're talking about before olives are pressed for their oil, they're put in a vat to soften them. When they become soft, they would turn them over and then place them in the olive press. So once you turn them over, they have to be pressed immediately, because if you don't, they're going to get spoiled. V'irva Eva. So what happened to him? He lost one of Zion Krovim. We asked this at Shiva 4. And now you're not allowed to do work. So therefore, turning over them is going to be a major loss. And the Mishnah doesn't tell you what you do. The Gemara is going to mention that. Oh, onus, or if something happened to him, something which, whatever it was, he wasn't able to take care of it before the Chol HaMoed. Oh, shetu po'alim, or his workers agreed, let's say, to come like 2 days before Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov, and they didn't come at all, so they were stuck with nobody, and they're there on the press. Toen Kor Rishona, you're allowed to press them the first time over on Chol HaMoed, Omanicha Lachar Moed, and leave them there until after the Chag. You're not allowed to press them a second time during Chol HaMoed, only the first time. Why is that? Because the first time is the majority of the oil is coming out. And therefore, that's considered the major davar of it. After that, you don't really get as much, so therefore it's not as chashuv to lose them. That's how someone has been. Otherwise, explain, no, that you're really not going to lose the second and third one. You're not even losing them at all. It's not a davar of it of the second and third ones, because you're going to be able to make them the second and third time. Would be okay to do it afterwards. That's the words of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Amar Zola Vegomer Gavkadarko. No, once it's like came into Hucha Hucha, once you do it, you're allowed to do it in its normal fashion, and you can complete the process doing the second and third ones. Because once you're allowed to do it, we give you the heter to dispensation, that special heter to finish it off. Now the Gemara points out, Pasuk Eva, we started off discussing the case of mourning. However, Mesayim B'moyah, now we're finishing off with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. We don't mention anything about the Avelos. So what's the halacha about Avelos? The Mishnah doesn't tell us what's the halacha about an Avel. It just tells us if you have us in Chol HaMoed, Davar Avel, it's mutter. So the Gemara points out, Machlokas over here, two Amorai. Amar Rav Shisha Brei Dravidi, Zosam Eres, Davar Mutar B'moyah, things that are Mutar, Davar Avel. From Chol HaMoed, Asurim Me'evelo, during one's Shiva, it's going to be Asur to take care of it. It doesn't mention the law of the halacha of the Moed because of a dead relative, because it's not allowed, even for the first time loss. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that one cannot solve the situation on Chol HaMoed by doing it himself. Maybe Achir, we're going to see that in a moment, but that's not going to be mutter for himself to do. Totally Asur. However, Rav Ashi says, no, Amar Lo Mibai Kama, you don't even need to mention it. Lo Mibai Bimei Avelo, Demir Rabbananu Vishari. It's not necessary to mention it because Avelos is Derabbanan, that's all Shaila. Avelos on Yom Rishon is Machokas Rishonim. Is that Deraisa or Derabbanan? That's Machokas Tosos and the Rif and the Rambam. Halacha Maisa, Shulchan Aruch and Rama. There's different, a few Nafkaminas if it's Deraisa or Derabbanan. But either way, so everybody agrees that the rest of Shiva though is Derabbanan. Everyone agrees with the rest of Shiva. There are sources right in the Torah though, right? The seven days by Gor Natah that they had by Yaakov Avinu, that seems to imply there's in Shiva already mentioned in the Torah. Okay, then maybe Ramazim to it, but it's not a Deraisa to keep the Lachas of Avelos Shiva for all 7 days. So the Gemara says, the 7 days are dinar derabanan, and therefore, obviously, if it's a major loss, if it's davar aved, then it's going to be mutar. Filu chol moed with itzer melacha d'oreisa. That is all shaila. That's a machlokas over here. Not everything mentioned over here. There's different tanaim amoraim ruled that it's derabanan. That's a machlokas. Even rishonim had a paskin. Tosos and chagiga tell us that it's derabanan. So when you say d'oreisa, maybe it means that there's more sources for it in the Torah. However, there are a lot of Rishonim on both sides of this. We mentioned this a few times already, that in the Doraisa Darabanan here, the Gemara says, but seemingly that's Doraisa, that's many Rishonim go like this. Rashi and the Rif, other Rishonim hold that it's Doraisa. Pimakam Siddur Sharabanan said, obviously, the Rabbanan are going to have an opinion in the case of loss, so therefore, you don't even mention the Lacha but Avelos because you don't need to mention it. It's a Dinder Rabbanan, obviously you're going to be making on Davar of it. So Binaf Kamina. So the Gemara points out that there's a Braisa that supports the first Manda Amar of Shisha Brei Dravidi. Tanaka Vasidur of Shisha Brei Dravidi. The Braisa tells us, Eil Dvar Ma'osin La'avel Bimei Avelo. These things are others are permitted to do for the mourner, not the mourner himself. So seemingly that's the Raya. It's only others are allowed to do it, and the Avel himself, even if he's going to lose out, is not allowed to do it. Zeisav Afuchin to Anilo. If olives are turned over, you're allowed to put them in the first time. Vechayda Laguf, a barrel. You need to seal the barrel out to do that. Kado, laguf. Pishtana lalos mina misha, flax needs to be raised in the pool. Vitzabar lalos mina yora, or if you have dyes, wool that needs to be dyed, you're allowed to do that for him. Umar bitzim sadeo mishadigya ona samayim shalom. And a lot of water is filled. When the watering time comes, all these cases not done, it's going to be a major loss. The Bresa Katizra Beudomer, Azorin lo sadanir. You're even allowed to plant for him in a plowed field. Vitzadeo medislipishan, or a field that's designated for flax, all those examples are going to be something which we're permitted for him to do. Amru lo chamisat Rabbi Yehuda, im lo tizra b'chir tizra b'afel. If the plowed field is not planted early in the season, it can be planted later. Why did you wait the week? You don't have to do it. Im lo tizra b'chir tizra b'menacher. If you don't do flax, do it with something else. That's not considered a major loss. That's a minimal loss, and we're not going to allow him to do that on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer zeisav afuchin ve'en sham uman elahu. If his olives were turned over and there's no one except for him, kadol agul ve'en sham uman elahu. He's the only one. Pishal alasmin mishav v'tzom alasmin yoro. All these examples. If you had the case of the flax that needs to put back in the water, or if you have wool that needs to be back from the dyer's vat, ve'en sham uman elahu. All these examples. He's the only one who could do it. Arei zeh yate betinu. You're allowed to do it in a case of where it is for yourself. That is the example where it's going to be mutter, because it's an imminent financial loss for yourself. That's a shayla. Machlokes Yishonim, is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are agreeing or they're not agreeing? That would be a whole shayla. So either way, it's a halach ma'aseh, very important, because if you have a davar avid and you're the only one, like you run a business and there's a davar avid, there's a big nafkamina. Rachman lots of persons avelus. That's a shayla. If you're the one who runs the business and you're going to lose out on it, it's only, obviously only davar avid, not just running the business, but davar avid. And someone calls you about something, that would be a shayla if you're allowed to take care of it. So the Gemara says, "Harei zayatzer, but tina yaser al kein amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel." Further than that, imaya uman the rabbin. Let's say he was a worker that needs a public usage, like example, v'saper ubala and the rabbin. Let's say he was a barber or he was the guy who works the bathhouses. And let's say it was right before Vegia Isaregal, Vencham Malo, he's the only barber in town, so they need to get a haircut. Everyone's gonna look ugly if he doesn't take care of their haircuts. Or if he's the only guy running the bathhouse, people aren't gonna be able to shower and smell good for Yantiv. So then Areza Yasa, you're allowed to do this work for the Tzorach Harabim. Now the Braisa continues. Harisin Vacharichan Vakablan. If you have sharecroppers, sharecroppers are the difference between Aris and a Charich is that Aris does it for percentages. He takes let's say I take 10% of the whatever it is, that's what I work for. And a Chachir is I just fix the amount. I pay you $10,000 a year, or you give me a amount per year, and that's what I make. Or kablanim, people who are field workers, a kablan is someone who is working set salary by the owner to work a certain amount of time. All these examples, Hare Elu Yasu Acharim Bishvilan, other people allowed to do their malachas for them during their Yemei Avelus. So the Gemara, the Bereshit is a Chamar and Vagmalim Vasapanim. Those who are leasing donkeys, who lease camels, who are leasing boats, Harei lo yasu. They should not do their malachas during Chol HaMoed, during their Avelus. However, they're not allowed to make new rentals. However, if the mourners or the animals are already hired out to others to work for these times, Harei lo yasu. They're allowed to continue performing their malachas during these times because that's going to be a major loss. It's a significant loss because if you hired out for an extended period of time and the guy is not going to be there to be able to do it, you're going to lose that on the entire period of time because you're not able to manage it. Therefore, that is a significant loss, in which case that is going to be mutter. That is a din over here. Schir yom. However, let's ask the kasha that Rashi points out that if it's permissible for these people to do them for himself, why is it not mutter for the sharecroppers, the people before, to also do the malacha? They're also considered loss for their employers. Why is it not mutter for them? So Rashi explains, when someone hires the paid donkey driver, rents them, he wants that particular guy. Therefore, he and the animal are permitted to work. However, when it comes to the other ones, you don't really care to work the land, and therefore someone else has, you have a chiyav to find a replacement. That's how Rashi answers that question. Schir yom, if you want hired a single day guy to be able to work for him, like you work by the day-to-day job, right? Even if he's done another city, he's not allowed to perform his malacha. If you had the work of others in his hand already, he was contracted to perform it. Even though it was contracted with no time constraints, so you don't necessarily have to do it by a certain point of time, lo yase, you should not perform them. It shouldn't really alpha be, but that's when Gemara's gonna ask that. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Alpha pisha kibolas. I mean, even though it wasn't on a time basis, that's the reason it's meka. Velome baye sheena kibolas. Not necessarily mentioned where it was certainly not the work. Either the opposite kibolas. It's like his own work. It's more likely to say it's usher when it's under no time constraint, because then it looks like you're just doing it now, because at the end of the day, I can do it whenever I want. All I have to do is finish the beged. So who cares that it's not right now? So says the Gemara, ella ema, rather you're right. It should say bein kibolas, bein she'ena kibolas. Whether you were done for to finish the beged, let's say, or finish the whatever item it was, or not, lo ya'ase. Both of them you're not allowed to do, even if it was entirely free of time restraints. He still he has to perform it after the avelus, and therefore you're not permitted to do it during the time of avelus. Ha'isa malachta b'yad acherim. So if the mourner work was in the hands of others, they already contracted to perform, but the halacha is going to be bebeisol le'as. You shouldn't do it in his house because it looks bad. People are going to think that during his avelus he's working, so you shouldn't do that. However, beveis achar yasu in someone else's house, where then it's not apparent to others that it belongs to the avel, then it's mutter for him to do that. Marion braid the ravin and married the ravada braid the rava havelay. How gamla the story about that is now a story of here. Marion and ravin and marbar they owned a yoke of different ox between them. Each one owned one animal. And what happened? Yisar ben Milsa, that's the Lashon Sagnar, a nice way of euphemism saying something happened, something bad happened, literally things happened to him. Yisar ben Milsa, something happened, meaning someone died. So one of the Zion Krovin, Mar Brei Derav, Acha Brei Derava. In the case of Mar Brei Derav, Acha Derava, one of his Zion Krovin, and therefore he was in Avelos. Upaske Lagame, he removed this ox from the yoke, so not to benefit from the work of his animal, because apparently the Dinder Rabbanan is that it's also an Avel animal, just like Shabbos, there's an Isra Behema to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, so we parallel after that in the Rabbanan, is that by Kain Dereisa Tikkun, that by Avilus also, we don't allow you to have your animal work for you. Amar Ravashi, Gavar Rabba Kimarbre Dervacha Avid Achim. Person like great, so great, Rabbi Racha did this. Needless, see, the Lochai said, granted, okay, get it. He wasn't concerned for his own loss, so he was finally Lacha by him. However, there is another person involved over here. Right? You're not concerned for the loss of someone else. When you have a chumrah, if you're a chumrah on yourself, that's great. But a chumrah to impose it on other people is terrible. There's a famous story of Shlomo Zalman that there was a guy, an elderly father, like elder, whatever, 60s, 70s, who was carrying a bench and like carrying, like dragging a bench on Shabbos, and his son was like standing right next to him walking with him. And Shlomo Zalman was so appalled by what was going on. He said, what's going on? He said, I don't know the Erev. He said, you're like Shota. Like, you're on the cheshbon of your father carrying this heavy bench over here. An Erev that's, again, it has to be reliable. Obviously, if it's violating a real incident, it's a Shaila here. But the chumrah of that, to have that in, on the place of your father carrying the bench, and he started yelling at him. Every chumrah, at least a kula, if you're imposing your chumrah on other people, that's already a definition of something that's not necessarily so shaya. So over here, he's upset about this. That if they were hired out to other people, they're with other people, then you're allowed to prevent the loss to their employers, you're allowed to continue having them work. We see to avoid such a loss, it's permissible in the case of a pre-existing contract, or if it's somebody else. So why did Mar Brei Derav Acha not permit the animal to work? Marion was going to lose out, and he had a loss. So the Gemara now answers, and fundamentally, who suffer Adam Chashushani? He held that if he's someone who's so prominent, so a rav like that, he has to be even more machmir, even on the expense of someone else, and not allow his animal to continue. Because people would think that maybe it's mutter, and then again, it's going to, even like Adam Chashur, you have to be more machmir to have yourself not look bad. So therefore, that was something which he wanted to do. So, Lechora, how do we paskin? What do you do in terms of, do you have to pay him back or not? That's a machlokas the Rishonim. So some say that if it's Midas Chasidus, then you should have to pay him back. However, others say that no, that because in the day, who's so prominent, that's really the halacha, and therefore you do not have to necessarily pay him back. There'd be a shayla also, did you do the right thing or not? But we see that in the example where there's Adam Chashiv, there would be more reasons to be Meka. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Shmuel, because the new statement already, so it's already next up. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Shmuel in tomorrow's daf.